Hello, this is the Tyrant in Training Show with Kevin, and this podcast is an improv comedy podcast where guests each week tell me how they would run their own country if they were a tyrannical ruler. So it is an improv comedy power fantasy.
Hey.
As soon as I said power fantasy, Celine jumped in. Celine, I have to ask you a question.
Yes.
What power, superpower would you have?
This is the age-old question, really.
Appropriate age.
I think I would travel. I would, like, teleport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would travel.
I would have the ability to book flights.
My God, it would be a superpower to travel.
Teleport.
So, yeah. Because, like, let's say waiting for a bus to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm just there.
Right.
I clicked my fingers. I don't think anyone can hear it.
No, maybe not.
Or if I want to go visit home. That's a little louder.
There's a bit louder.
I can just do it.
Right.
As opposed to, like, it being a hassle. And
yeah.
Especially when you're tired. Like, today I didn't want to have to wait around.
But then a lot of people, you can't get out of any engagements you don't want to be at.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. That's your supervillain.
Yeah.
Just a friend that you don't want to hang out with at the time.
But yeah, I think that'll be good. I think it's the most, because I've also thought, you know, telekinesis, just like when you're lazy and you're like, oh, just get me that thing. But I feel like the positives and of the teleportation outweigh that. And then you're like, oh, mind reading. I would love to mind read. You saw all the gossip you'd get listening to these people's brains.
You can only have one. You can't have multiple.
But that would, every time you come across a mind reader in real life or fiction, it seems very stressful that
they're
just hearing
money.
Everything. And they don't have much money.
No.
Except Charles Xavier, I suppose. But,
who?
Yeah, Charles Xavier. But,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was old money.
Yeah,
he was a slave owner. There's a spoiler for you. Marvel is built on lies. This week.
Yeah, sorry, that was a long-winded answer.
No, that's fine. It was a good answer. Good answer. Mine is the one flaw in Wolverine. His whole body isn't made of metal. Mm. So I'd be a metal man with Wolverine claws.
Organic, like
colossal ring. No, I don't know. Like Colossus.
Yeah. Interesting.
Wolvossus. That'd
be
my name.
Could the Wolverine claws be damaged though? If they're the only non-metal thing.
They are metal. Are you mad?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were like a metal man, but like life Wolverine claws.
Oh, that is brilliant. Yes, that's what I want. I know it's not as good, but like, yes, absolutely. And I make the sound of a Wolverine. That's not it, but yes, okay, brilliant. Anyway, good answers, yeah. This week, my guest doesn't attack with Wolverines or metal men. It's with raccoons.
Ooh.
Yeah. But her name is Laura Durnaveard Perry. She is an improviser and an improv coach in Amsterdam.
Very cool.
So she's running with her husband Flock Theatre, which has performances every Thursday night in the same city. So
I really like that name.
Flock.
Yeah.
Flock. Let's flock to the theatre.
Yeah,
type of thing.
Yeah.
So we will now listen to her. We will listen to the out of context quotes. And keep in mind, she was delightful. Lovely person. Big fan. I hope to go see the show.
Okay, I want to have the option to sort of like take democracy away. Democracy is useless because I have been told that I don't delegate well enough and I don't give enough freedom. Yeah, there were some obstacles and some bumps in the road there that I didn't foresee.
Very nice. Obstacles clearly means
people.
Yeah, there's no other way to go about that. But yes, you can follow Laura. I'm going to put all the links and everything else and share her page and the Flock Theatre page.
Yes.
If you're in Europe, go to Amsterdam.
Yes.
I should also say for this show, Tyrant in Training, there's a new website, but more likely a new logo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It all looks brand new.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all freshened up.
I should mention as well, we don't know yet, but I'm going to confidently say this is a comedy winning. It's nominated for an independent podcast awards best comedy category.
Yes.
So let's
very
see how that
exciting.
Goes. Yeah, we can tell by Monday morning when we do our tiny Tyrant episode.
Yes. You know how it goes.
We'll see if I'm crying or not. So yes, you can follow this podcast wherever you get podcasts. You can also join it. You can go onto the website Tyrant in Training and you can follow her on social media on
Threads.
Yes.
On Blue Sky.
Yes.
On TikTok.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yeah,
there we go.
And on YouTube. It's Tyrant in Training. Just Tyrant in Training.
Just Tyrant in Training.
Yeah, done.
Nice and easy.
I did Google it once because you know you want to check your name whether it comes up. So I was like, oh, I wonder if I Google Tyrant in Training.
Yeah.
And I think it was near the beginning when I started because, you know, maybe the search results
would bring up
your podcast immediately. And I think the first result that used to come up was really annoying because it was some woman complaining that her boyfriend was a real tyrant in training. And I was like, that's not a thing, Susan. Get over it. I've moved on.
Delete your post.
Yeah, I delete your post, Susan. Selena's happy now. But yeah, it was really annoying.
That is annoying.
Yeah. Anyway, let's listen to Laura.
Yes. Yeah. Enjoy.
Oh. No, you don't want to do you don't have a quick pun for Dorna Weird?
Dorna Weird, more like Dorna Weird.
Well done. Yeah, okay, let's go, Laura. Yay.
Yay.
Are you good with compliments?
Yeah, I am.
In what way?
I practiced.
How do you take that? When I ask people that, sometimes they, like, when I say that, do you take it as receiving compliments or giving?
Oh, yeah. So because most people are uncomfortable receiving compliments.
Mm.
And I think if when you're on stage, you need to practice that to receive compliments, to feel okay with it.
From the audience or
no, yeah, like when audiences come up to you, like I sometimes tell a story of an audience member came up to me and told me that, oh my god, I love that so much, that was the best long form show I ever saw. And right. Then I went on a 20 minute rant why they were wrong. And I saw the life like drain out of his face. I remember, like, he came up to me, like, beaming. Yeah. He was so happy because he had just seen the best long-form show he had ever seen. And I then, in 20 minutes, crushed his soul, explaining in detail why that was not true and all of the reasons how. And after that 20 minutes, he hadn't seen the best improv show of his life anymore.
He had been verbally assaulted.
All of his... Because I changed his memory, right? I changed his experience of that show. And after having done that, I was like, it's so rude to do that. Because if you want to give someone a compliment, there is something really nice and positive, and you're so excited that you feel brave and you can share it. And oh my God, they're going to be so happy. And this experience should be a good experience.
The reason why I ask the whole compliments thing is, do you want me to be a sycophantic advisor and like shower you with praise? Like, the country's the best ever, and then you roar at me about how it's terrible and all the reasons why.
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know.
You don't want like, glorious ruler. You're the best. You're the most beautiful, talented, amazing mindfulness president or whatever. You don't want any of that?
I don't know here's the thing. If that's genuine, go for it.
It'll be genuine if you want it to be genuine. They are all...
No, I know, but like, I don't want to be like ranting. That's not my favorite thing to do. Oh, I don't want to be negative.
No.
Yeah.
No. So what we'll do is we'll set up your country and you can figure out how sycophantic you want your people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. 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 Feel free to check in to go like, should I be fan?
Should I be? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So what we'll do is we'll set up your country, first of all, because we don't take over a country. We set up an island for you. So here is a map of the world I'm going to bring up for you with Google Maps. And you can place it anywhere in the water.
Okay, hold on.
Just
let's see. Interesting. So these islands also exist, huh? Now
these islands now exist. Like, there's Colin Mochrie's island. There it is. There you see, he had Metopia. In the middle of the Atlantic is the commune with Cult Papa. So yeah, I'm gonna place your island wherever you want.
Let me think. I'm so Oh, so
Like,
many
how are you going to
choices.
wet? Do you want all of the water? You can have the islands just be everywhere.
This is a really big island. I think, how about, I think let's do Scandinavia, because I think there's, it's a pretty,
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's not too warm, and
Would you be more for cold weather than hot weather? Would you?
yeah, I think probably I would say like a nice spring in Norway would be my favorite climate,
Yeah, that'll do.
or Sweden.
So do you want to be in what is the name of this? The Gulf of, oh, where is it? Botnia? I've never heard of that. It's in,
Bosnia. No,
yeah, in
never
between
heard
Sweden
of
and
it.
Finland. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Let's do that. Let's do the Gulf of Bosnia.
That's cool. Okay, I'm gonna place it there, like, under the name, will I? Place it around
Yeah,
there.
perfect.
Lovely. Okay. Now that I have that, I'm gonna stop sharing it. But I am going to place that map, that island there for you. Do you have any idea? Would you want the island to be named after yourself, or what sort of name would you want?
No,
No.
not after myself, but maybe sort of like secretly named after me, but only if you know it. So something like oh, I once, let's do, like I had Januaria, so
Oh dear.
I know, let me type it for you. Okay, so
Okay.
basically, yeah, it's the word for January in my
January
native tongue with
in
an
Dutch.
A, yeah, with an A after it.
So is it Yen or January? Januaria. Januaria.
January,
Why?
yeah.
What? Januaria. Why? I mean, it sounds lovely, but why January then? It's just called
Because it's
January.
my birthday in January. It's a very
Ah,
important month.
okay. On your island, that's your birthday month. Do you like your birthday being celebrated?
Absolutely, yes.
Everyone is going to be out on the streets with pictures, with masks of you. They're going to be dancing. It's going to be great. Yeah,
Yeah, no masks, but yes, celebrating. And
the
also,
body
I
suits.
like out in the street. Ooh. We have it colorful bodysuits because I like
Yeah, with
colors.
your with head and face, but they'll have it look like you.
I would be weirded out seeing my
Yeah.
face everywhere.
Yeah.
No, no
Okay.
face. No,
Okay, so we won't
just
do that.
fun costumes.
Fun costumes. It'll be like Mardi Gras of the annual area.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yes.
Other thing is, what official title do you want? Do you want to be a president, queen, empress, goddess, anything, any word you can use that people refer to you as?
Let's do boss.
The boss.
Yeah.
Oh, why did that come to mind? Is that what they call you in the improv?
Oh no, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
no, but I every time I would explain to children back in the days what my job was, I basically just said my job is to be the
The
boss.
boss. Ah, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
And I have that. Januaria boss is right in between Sweden and Finland. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I do you want to what type of house do you want to live in? Do you want a mansion, palace, villa, castle, little apartment?
Ooh, one of like a nice little house with a lot of like nature or really big garden around it.
You want to be out in the wild, in the wilderness, like a big countryside estate, or not estate, but a nice house, moderate side house, but a big, huge landscape around you?
Yes, but if
Okay.
that could be close to like the city or a town, that'd be great. So I still have short distance.
Does the Netherlands, does Amsterdam have any sort of like tram service? Anything
Yeah.
like that? Do you want a private tram?
Oh, yes, let's do
Yeah,
it. Yes,
you
I
might
love
need
trams.
a few
Yeah.
luxuries. Okay, we'll do that. It'll be closer. It'll take you about 20 minutes to get into the town, right?
Okay.
That good enough?
Okay. Yeah, it's good enough. Yes.
Okay. Your eyebrows furrowed there. You weren't happy with the
Yes.
20 minutes.
I both want a lot of nature and be very close to the town. So that's, I
Yeah.
know it's a challenging,
It's
how geography
20
works.
minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want a throne room? Like, do you want a throne to sit on?
No, no throne,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah, seat of power. Do you want like the White House has the Resolute desk? Do you want something like that?
Oh, a resolute desk?
Isn't that what it's called? Yeah,
I don't know what
I
I
think it
probably,
is.
but I don't know
Yeah.
that word, so.
anyway, but in reality of your house or your residence, it's a nice skylight kind of.
Yeah, basically, yeah, like it's
a lot of light.
Yeah, I love that. Yes.
Do you know what we're going to say? Because I just think these are cool. So you can say no if you want. But what we'll say is in January, right?
Yes.
Thank you. I will say that you can see like really well the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. That's why I put the island there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now that you have your island set up, I just have to make sure how you want this done. There's 10 million people on the island. Is that all right, or is there too many? You have room.
Oh, yeah, less. Let's do less. Let's do like 3.
Oh, how many is in the Netherlands?
17.
That's too many. You don't like that many.
Yeah, no. And I think, I'm trying to think, I think it was Slovenia that has about 3 million, if I remember correctly. And then if you want to like get something done, you always know someone who knows someone who can get it done.
Yes.
And I love that.
I will let you know, doing off a quick Google search here. Slovenia has 2 million people.
Look at that. Then I want that. I want Slovenia size.
2 million people. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Will that be harder for people dating?
Oh, they maybe they'll lower their standards. No.
They'll have to, if they're related or they're already friends with people that they're like, will there not be?
I think Slovenia has enough people that are happy.
Yeah.
2 million is still quite a lot. Yeah.
I am inadvertently slandering Slovenia for no reason. Okay, yeah, no, they're fine, they're fine. Where have you been, Slovenia? Is it nice?
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah, it's very, very nice. Yeah.
Okay, you have 2 million people. I do want to know, and either way, your people, the Januarians, are going to be happy with this choice, okay? So you don't have to worry about hurting people's feelings.
Okay.
But
yeah,
to run the country, the everyday boring admin-y parts, do you want to allow your citizens to vote for like 100 senators who will look after that, but you have ultimate say, you're the boss? Or do you want to tell your citizens, look, there's no voting, I have 10 people there I know, I'll select them, they'll do the everyday board, like your inner circle? Basically, do you want democracy or not?
Yes, I want democracy, but I don't want capitalism, because capitalism is really, really
messing
with
well
democracy.
These days, isn't it, for everyone? Yeah,
so like democracy is useless if you also have capitalism. So yes, democracy, if no capitalism.
Okay, so so people can vote for who they want, but what if they vote for a capitalist? So Jeff Bezos has been voted in as a senator, type of thing. No.
Okay, I want to have the option to sort of like take democracy away.
You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
So we'll do democracy until I don't like it anymore.
Beautifully said. Do you want a compliment for that? Do you want me to?
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Magnificent. So brave. So brave of the boss. Yeah. Brave boss. That's the headlines. What is your country famous for? And I have to stipulate, I know it has the best education, medicine, healthcare, happiest people, the coolest people, the most attractive people. But what unusual list would it be top of in the world?
Let's say it's unusual. Is it unusual? It has a lot of, there are no pets, but humans and animals live very much together.
But they're not pets.
Yeah, no, the animals are not pets. They're all like free roaming spirits.
So is it like most wild, not wild in the like feral or dangerous way, but just wild out on the street?
Out in the street, and also a lot of it sort of like together, like all the citizens understand animals in a way that they can actually live together.
Is it a vegan country or vegetarian country?
Oh, yes. Thanks for asking. Yes, it's a vegan country. Yes.
So I can't get like a quarter pounder burger in McDonald's.
No,
there.
But but you'll have amazing like aubergine dishes and stuff. Like really good stuff.
Okay. I'd love to live here. This sounds great, right? But Like I do love animals, but I do eat meat, and honestly, I'd devour a farm full of chickens if I was hungry. So like, can I have a couple of chi can I go over to Finland and then bring back some KFC? Is what I'm saying.
Oh, no, but you can eat it there if you want to.
And I can
There's
come back.
freedom. Yeah.
Okay. You just
Yeah,
you
which
can't say there's freedom. 5 minutes ago, you said I'm taking away your democracy if I don't if you
the,
don't.
well, yeah, but you have freedom in what you get to eat.
Oh, okay. But I can't bring it
Yes.
back. I can't sneak back a midnight chicken drumstick.
No, don't do that. No,
Right. Okay.
nah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But I think here's the thing. That's why I give the freedom to eat meat outside. Is that we just want to show that it's possible and how happy people are.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever tasted those like meat substitutes? Do you know the vegetarian stuff that's like, oh, it's like
Oh,
meat, but
yeah. It's they're not of many of them are bad. I agree.
really?
So there's did we. I mean, they're like just like give you a weird taste in your mouth after.
Yeah.
But I think anything, any for instance, like fine dining restaurant that
Yeah.
specializes in vegetarian and vegan food, you can see like, oh, all of those. If you actually prepare, you know, vegetables and mushrooms and all kinds of interesting other proteins,
Yeah.
it's really tasty. So if you do more of it, the food also gets better.
Okay. I'm very picky eater, so I'm a bit skeptical,
Oh,
but
yeah.
yeah,
Okay. That's
I'll
okay.
give it I might visit first and then decide if I want
Yeah,
to visit.
exactly.
Okay. Okay. No capitalism, no meat.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Okay. I'll ask you this. I've never asked them this before, but have you ever heard of the I'm gonna look it up. Because you're in the Netherlands, right? You're
Yeah.
in the same country that The Hague is in. Have
Yes.
you ever heard of the American Servers Members Protection Act?
No.
This is a real thing, by the way. This isn't, I'm not going to make
Okay.
this up. This is a law that America has. And by the way, I'm pretty sure like people who need to know about this already know it. So we don't have to like alert the authorities on this.
Okay, yeah.
But it's something I just learned like a couple of months ago, maybe. It's a US federal law, right? That it's a bill to protect US military personnel and other elected and appointed officials against criminal prosecution by the International Criminal Court. Its code name is the Hague Invasion Act. So they have it in law. Let's say, pick whoever, right? Whatever political figure or anyone in the US or their allies. If they were sent to The Hague now, the
Yeah.
US would have it legally entitled in their federal law, whatever, to say, send in the army. We're getting them out of there. Isn't that mad?
That is abs I mean, it's so typical for US to
Yeah.
have that stipulation there to go like, yeah, international law, but also not if we don't like it.
Do you know when it? Because I was like, when did they do this? This was brought into law about 6 months after they opened Guantanamo Bay.
You can't come up like truth beats
brilliant.
fiction. This is yes,
Here's the thing,
it's
though.
brilliant even. Yeah.
Because of that, and since since you're Dutch, I'm gonna give you this question. Do you want to pass any law that allows you the opportunity, if you need to do anything you want, to another country? Do you want a law that's like in case of emergency, break glass sort of law?
Ah, I mean, I don't think so. I think that's wrong. But then again, I am the boss who said I will take away democracy if you
Yeah,
don't like
that
it.
fell apart pretty quick.
So yeah, I don't know. But here's the thing, like I think I would take democracy if I think it's not a fair system
Yeah,
and the
for
other
the
systems are more fair. So yeah, so I guess I would say probably I would have a law like that. Just for cases of making things more fair,
Okay,
according to my subjective opinion.
so
Yeah.
if like Disney try and set up a theme park and charge people, you're like, I have the right to invade Disney to stop
Yeah,
that
but Disney would
capitalistic.
do what to the people?
If they were like, we are moving into your island and setting up a theme park and we're going to
Oh,
charge
yeah.
people, or like, yeah, Walmart or yeah,
Yeah. No,
getting rid of them.
exactly. Yeah,
Okay.
exactly.
Do you know how every political leader will have a scandal at some point in their life, right?
Oh
Something,
shit, of
yeah.
course. Yeah.
Your approval rating was in the very high 80s, 89%, but it's gone down to 71%. People are a bit unhappy. Now, they're not going to, you know, riot and demand an overthrow, but they're not happy with this scandal that's breaking out involving you. You get to pick what it is. So what would your political scandal be? What do you reckon you do or say?
Yeah, I would, in trying to do good, I would actually do more evil, something like that. Like, you know.
Bilbo or Smeagol, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be like, oh, I'm trying to, like, for instance, install the vegan, getting people enthusiastic about vegan and, like, accidentally also, you know, punishing people who just want to have KFC in the middle of the night. Like,
how did you punish it? Okay, what we'll do is, right, would you sit down with a journalist to talk about this vegan gate scandal to clear your name in the public eye?
Yes.
Now, do you want to sit down with a legit journalist who, like, does their job honestly? Or would you rather sit down with a propaganda sort of commentator who will just be all about you?
Oh, I want to believe that I could be the type of person who would sit down with legit, because I believe in journalism. It's very important. Yes. Yeah. So, yes. Well, I would run the risk of saying things that would then, you know, be in the headlines and completely blown out of proportion and me regretting allowing journalism in my country. Yeah.
Okay, that was a bit
yeah.
much. Okay. I didn't expect allowing journalism in your... Okay, but this is good.
Of course.
What we'll do is I'm going to pretend now. This will be fun. We're going to improv this scene with you sitting down, live TV, journalist sat across from you. His name is Anderson. He's going to say, thank you, boss Laura. I presume it's just Boss Laura.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for coming along to the show. We have to talk about Vegan Gate.
Yes.
Yeah. It's shocked the country. You know, your government has come out saying, look, we're trying to do good, but you have punished a lot of people. Can you describe how you punished them, first of all?
Well, I trusted my assistants to take care of
the problem.
Basically, that the problem.
The
And
people are the
I
problem.
Want to delegate because I have been told that I don't delegate well enough and I don't give enough freedom. And so I gave them the freedom.
Wait, what? You're saying on live TV that you've been told you're not giving enough freedom?
To the people that work for me.
Oh,
yes.
Not the people in general.
Yes, to the people of my country, they have plenty of freedom.
Plenty
but the people that work for me were like, I need more freedom in my job to execute my job in the way that I want to. And I listened to that feedback and I said, good, when it comes to taking care of encouraging veganism in this country, I'm letting it up to your own personal interpretation. Unfortunately... Yeah, there were some obstacles and some bumps in the road there that I didn't foresee.
Like, okay, so you've said the people were a problem. You've used the word execute. You said you let your people off the leash.
Oh, yes. execute. Did I say execute? Oh.
And you've called them obstacles. Like, are the people obstacles? Who didn't want?
Not to me,
your
but
assistants.
Like I did tell them to take care of them. So, yes.
Yeah. What's happened to all assistants? Have they been promoted or what's...
They have not been promoted. They will have their talk with me about their job soon.
Oh, what do you... Okay. Can I... I'm just going to cut in, not as Anderson, but as Kevin. I just want to make sure we're... Are we talking... are we talking about the same thing here? Are we talking about your assistants went off killing people?
Well, here's the thing.
Are we hinting at
that? I probably won't know. Oh, shit. Sorry. I probably wouldn't know because I delegated it. That's what I think.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I was going down a dark path there. And I didn't want
to
go.
You did use the word execute, which I intended to use as a, like, execute a task.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. But,
there
you
we
know,
go.
Maybe in a political show, don't use that when you have
I
a
think
scandal.
This... I know, and I think probably this is what's going to happen, where the headlines will be like quoting me on the word execute without me wanting
an
to.
Obstacle,
right?
And and I said just take care of it. There's a lot of mafia phrases that are coming out of your mouth.
I know this interview is already like I see how I'm, you know, gonna be I'm gonna regret again doing a legit journalist.
And also, before we get back into the improv scene, I'm pretty sure you know more about improv than me, but I'm pretty sure you can cut halfway through it and say, excuse me, let's take five and let's see what we're doing here.
Oh,
we
shit.
Can
do this. Yes, I can do that.
Okay, we can do that. That's perfect. Okay, back into the scene. So you haven't a clue what's going on in your administration. Is that what you're saying?
I trust my people.
Okay, and you're just going to talk to them, and if they tell you it's all right.
Yeah. Yes.
You won't follow up.
Well, I will ask for more details now that I've talked to you in this.
Okay, see, you're really just finding out information after the rest of us do.
Well, here's the thing. You wanted to have first, like the first scoop, and I'm currently a little uninformed, which, but I'm still talking to you.
You're right. It's
you should
not
be happy.
A problem. Yeah, I should. I am happy. Yeah. We have to go for a break.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's great though.
Sorry. Yes.
I don't think that went very well. If I,
I know, I knew that. I knew how that would not go well. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and I.
Yeah, I'm bad at scandals. This is basically how I might go under. Actually,
let's hope there's only one. But your propaganda, our de-propaganda commentator will run over going, don't worry, I know how to fix this. We're making a documentary about you. We'll put it up everywhere.
Ooh.
What fantastical facts should we tell the people about you? We can make this up. How will we get them back on your side?
Ooh, okay. How do I get back? I should be sort of like seen doing good. Because I think if I would, right? Like I would go to a hospital or something. I would go all Lady Di.
You wait, what? So you go to a hospital.
Lady Diana, like to sort of like, right? To see if I can sort of like build up that image of
so you'll go
being
into the
very
hospital
caring. Yeah.
And you'll just go around to people, or will you like perform
yeah,
surgery?
Right? Yeah. No. I would probably not perform surgery, no. But I would like visit sick children or something.
Okay. So we'll make sure when you go to the hospital, it's not the hospital with all the victims of your assistants.
No,
not those guys. No. We'll hunt them out of the hospital. They'll be shunted away, right? We'll only get the we'll curate the patients in the hospital.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're a monster.
Hey, you're.
Sorry.
I'm trying to build my image here.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know. It's really hard to do good. Okay. It's,
Okay. Yeah.
I'm
all
trying.
Right. Okay, and that's fine. So we have the wounded who you don't like. They're outside the hospital, hidden away, in trucks, and the knife.
I don't know how this happened so fast.
We have to put them somewhere. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Just take care of them. Yeah.
Are you bringing in sweets or toys or something? Some nice knickknacks for the patients. Yeah. You know, like flowers.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And entertainment. Yeah.
What entertainment are you bringing in? Are you doing an improv show?
Like, not by me, but like those clowns in hospitals are really good.
The doctors. Oh, the actual clowns. I thought you were insulting
actual
them.
Actual clowns. No.
Right.
No.
Okay. Why, by the way, when I said, are you doing it? You seemed very like, no, I'm not doing an improv show. I'm the leader. Are you, you're not doing any improv when you're on this island?
No, I don't think so.
Clever.
I think that's, yeah. No, I'm too busy. I'm too busy for improv, I think. I might do improv abroad where I'm like unknown. Yeah.
Right. Okay. But like, I thought you said you're like delegating everything to your staff. What are you doing these days? What is your general
dealing
day?
With the scandals? Because I'm not very good at
they're piling up.
Well, I already like this scandal. I'm now known for saying like execute and human obstacles.
Yeah.
So like I need to take care of that again. So I think I'll be in an endless spiral of taking care of my own.
Of the one scandal has snowballed into multiple ones.
I think, this like I'm realizing as we're in this that I this would be my daytime job to do this all day.
Do you want, I forgot to ask this, but in your house, in your palace, or well, your house, do you want security? Do you want guards on the doors?
I mean, I didn't think I needed it, but I'm starting to believe I might.
I think now's a good time to ask this question.
Okay,
so
but
we have a
like
few
I didn't
guards.
want to I don't want to feel like I have guards. I hate this sort of like these type of like security that are like where you can see that they're holding the big rifles and stuff. So it needs to be sort of like they need to be well trained but not look like security.
They can have, I was going to say they're like ninjas, but they can have like concealed weapons.
Yes,
And
yes.
they can pretend to be your friend. I mean, you're lovely, but their job is to protect you, but they can pretend that it's just a,
Yes, that they're just
hey,
nice neighbors and housemates and gardeners, yeah.
yeah, but there's no actual feeling there. There's just the job. They're just there.
Why would you tell me that?
And no,
Yes.
no,
Yeah.
they're good actors
Yeah, they
entirely.
should be good actors, and the people around me should know that I should feel like it's genuine.
They are reminded of that. There's signs up
Yeah,
to remind them.
yes, yes, yes.
Love
They
them
are
all.
trained to make it feel genuine. Yes.
That's what my friends are like that as well.
Yeah, but they're really well paid because you need people who are both like ninjas and can handle weapons and can
And actors.
act and actors. Yes.
Okay, so now that that's sorted, there is a knock on your door. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock.
Oh yeah, where are my where am I where's my security?
Oh, right, you won't
Yes.
open your own door. The security opens it for you and says, it's Paul, your finance person.
Ooh, okay.
Hello. Hi there,
Hello.
boss.
Hi.
Can he call you boss lady, or is that too
I
familiar?
love Boss Lady. That's
Hey,
a
boss
great name. That's
lady.
great.
Yay. It's Paul. As I said, I do the finances around this Yanyu area. I do love the name. I'm still a little bit like, oh, am I saying that right? But I'm just going with it. Thank you.
Yeah, you.
I have great news for you. And by God, you need it. You have a lot. The Yanyu area has a lot of money. We have about 10 billion in a surplus.
Amazing.
It's going well. What would be the main export? Like, what are you sending out into the world to make money?
Maybe like I think like animal trainers, people that can like interact with animals really well. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Hey, do you know the way I said you have guards and stuff? And they're your friend. Sorry. Do you want you can have one type of animal and you can have a lot of them as your guards as well, and they'll be friendly to you, genuinely like pleasant.
Oh, yeah.
What type of animal do you want?
Ooh, I think raccoons are pretty badass.
You like raccoons, or have you ever met a raccoon?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a raccoon or two in my life.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, we can have,
Yeah,
yeah,
and I
we can have
think
guard
they're
raccoons.
both like very like sweet and cuddly and but also badass.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you wouldn't mess with one either.
No,
They'd
I
be
think
small
so.
and yeah. Okay, we'll have loads of raccoons around. Just milling about.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Paul says, no, we have a lot of money. We have 10 billion in the account. Your people, despite some misgivings about your scandal, they would love to build a world wonder. They would love to put
Oh.
the name on the map. They would also like to build it in your honor. So is there any sort of statue or building or anything that we could build? Because they're not very creative, you are. But what would you like built?
Ooh, I think I would love something from like natural materials, so maybe like
People.
no, not people. What do you take me for?
I was just
No.
following a thread. Yeah,
Like
okay.
no, Paul, no.
Okay, sorry.
So something like a big like a like a Hague or something that goes up but has like plants and flowers.
What is that? What do you mean by a Hague? I just don't know.
Yeah, oh sorry, like one of those like this shape, the arch.
Oh God, yeah. But we can do it with
Yeah.
like timber and yeah, there's loads of timber you can build like
Yeah.
that, right?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
we'll get
Maybe there
flowers
can be
and
like, yeah, and maybe they're like birds will make little nests in it and stuff.
oh,
Yeah.
it's fantastic. And this is going to be a big oh, what's that big arch? It's in America, isn't it? It's like Seattle or somewhere. The Gateway Arch. Have you ever seen the Gateway Arch?
No, did someone steal my idea?
Not particularly. No, yours would be much better. It's in Missouri. I'll show you a picture of it because it's cool. And here's the thing: with your one, there's going to be a park under it. Do you know what I mean? You'll have like there'll be
Oh,
the area
yeah.
around it will be used.
Yes.
Here's a sharing to show you, but it is big, like
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is big.
right.
Okay.
So
Oh.
there's just more arches there. So I'll go back. So we'll have that, right? It's going to be massive. Like we're talking Statue of Liberty size. This thing is
Yeah.
huge. Perfect. Paul is going to run out and do that. Okay.
Oh, fantastic. I'm excited. Yeah.
While he's gone, I have to ask you, what pet peeve? I know you're banning capitalism, and I know you're banning potentially democracy and freedoms, and you're banning meat. No, carnivores allowed in this island. What are the animals going to eat? Lions and
No,
tigers.
the animals, yeah, no, but the so animals are allowed
Yeah.
to eat meat because, you know, how else would they survive?
Yeah, we know better, right?
Yeah. We can live without meat, yeah.
So what, besides all that, what everyday item or what mundane thing or pet peeve would you have banned on Yanuaria? Now's your chance. You can do whatever you want.
I'm very I think it's important that we have a clear guidelines slash rules on where to walk fast and where to walk slow in streets, or where to cycle fast or cycle slow. I think we should like try to have like be really adamant on fast lanes and slow lanes.
Oh, so all the sidewalks have a fast lane, slow lane.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
I think I read something years ago, and I want to say it's like maybe it's Belgium, but I thought it was like Netherlands or somewhere around there, that they were like introducing lanes on pathways for people texting. Because it's probably made up, but do you want something like
I've
that?
never. Yes. Probably that would probably. I think you should like step
Yeah, if you're on
off
your
your
phone. Well, I
bike,
suppose if you're in the
probably.
slow lane, then you shouldn't be in a fast lane while texting.
Yeah, you should definitely be like, you
Yeah.
could be fast and they're like, oh, I need to text, and you go into the slow
Go and
lane.
then.
Oh, I would love that. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do that. So I have a bad question for you. I have about four questions left, so I'm gonna conscious of time. But
Okay.
I have a bad question for you, but you're safe, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Don't stress. Your raccoons
Okay.
have saved you. There was a coup attempt. Someone tried to come in and kill you and take over. They are whoever's running McDonald's or Burger King. Whoever's running Burger King said, enough's enough, we need meat. We have them caught. The raccoons have surrounded them. What do we do with them?
Oh man. I mean, it would be in character for me to sort of like delegate it back to the raccoons and sort of like let them have it.
Okay, if you say that, then we're going to have to do the scene where you do delegate to raccoons.
But then you will be the raccoon, real?
Yes, and I will not
Okay,
know
great.
English or Dutch.
Yeah.
So whatever you want to do, though. You want to
Yeah.
delegate? They're like, this is
I
a
think
serious
I.
moment. This is where you have to stand up, no?
Yeah, but I also think that raccoons would do that in a way that is much more fair than humans would. So I think that's the right group to delegate it to.
Okay. So there's 10 raccoons surrounding this person saying, please let me go. And
Yeah.
they all look at you. What is your reaction?
I will be like, go ahead, and I will turn around and walk away.
Okay, so the guy just goes, oh, thanks. And he just starts to leave. And the raccoon's looking all confused.
Really? That's what my raccoons do? Man,
But
okay,
you just
cool.
said, go ahead. He said, please let me leave. And you said, go ahead.
Oh, I go ahead to the raccoons. Like, go ahead with what you want to do, 10
Oh, so when you
raccoons.
see him leave, do you just let him leave, or do you say to raccoons, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, I would be like,
Ah,
you're not gonna like nibble or like at least sort of like give him
they
a
shrug,
scare at the very least.
they shrug and chase him and nibble
They
at his
shrug at
feet.
you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, just yeah, I think 10 raccoons nibbling at you will there'll be blood.
Yeah, I don't mind. Well, here's the thing. That's nature. I would be like, that's nature.
Have you left or are you watching?
No, I probably left. Yeah.
Okay, you
Yeah.
went up. What
Yeah.
did you have to do? Did you have anything to do that day?
Well, yeah, sure. I have to sit under my arch and like look at the flowers and the birds.
She's crazy. There's people looking at you going, "Don't go near her. Just let her look at the flowers." Okay. Yeah,
Probably have to
he's
fight off another scandal, knowing how I've been doing things so
that's
far. So
that has really rocked you, hasn't it?
I
It's
know.
all you think
Yeah.
about. Okay, after after that coup attempt, and the raccoons eating the man slowly alive, do you think you should have a photo op? You know how in North Korea they used to have the leader, he probably still does it, goes around to different factories and goes like points at a car and says like that's how you make a better car. And like Putin would sit on a
Oh yeah.
bare
I
chested.
mean, I live in a monarchy. These photo ops are like part of the monarchy. Yeah.
So what type of photo op do you want for this coup attempt to make sure everyone, hey, we're all doing fine.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think yeah, it would need to be amongst the people,
So you'll
probably.
be amongst the people for the first
Yeah,
time
so
ever.
like walking in a street or like talking to someone who is really good with like I don't know hawks or another animal that they're really good at, like some sort of like oh she's amongst the people.
And you'll have your raccoons around you so nobody can get close to you. Too close.
Yes.
That's
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What are you wearing, by the way, in your like official, garments?
I mean this would be the opportunity to wear a cape, I suppose.
A
Yeah.
superhero.
No, more like
Like
one of those
Dracula?
long, more no, more like how queens like the soft fabric
Right,
cape,
okay. Yeah,
the
okay.
train.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want a crown or a scepter?
No,
No.
yes. No scepter, no crown,
Okay,
but
just a
cape.
robe. Just a cape. Robe.
Yeah. Robe.
Capes. Yeah.
I don't know. Yes. Maybe I'll have to like have a good tailor who puts on,
Look,
but definitely
but it's
something that drags behind me.
so okay, something that drags behind you, the raccoons
Yes.
sit in it when they get tired. It's very cute. They fall
Oh yeah. Oh,
asleep.
great. Oh, I
Yeah.
love that. I love
There you
that.
go.
Yes.
There is a knock on your door again. Knock, knock, knock. It's Paul. Your raccoons are eating someone outside, so can I come in?
Yes, but close the door quickly so I don't have to
Oh,
see you.
hello. Hello there, boss lady. I have great news for you, but I'm going to be in a rush because I have a plane. I'm going to Italy for 14 weeks. It's my holiday. So you look unhappy.
It's 14 weeks. I am a generous employer, it turns out. Yeah.
No doubt. I just want to let you know that your big arch that you've sat under, you already know, it's been built. It's fully finished. The park under it, everything is done.
Amazing. I'm
It
very
looks
happy.
amazing. There, it cost 3 billion to make. I did notice when I was just checking the finances again, it turns out there was a minus sign in front of the 10 billion when we started. So it's a little tiny little minus sign. So we actually had minus 10 billion. Now we have minus 13 billion. But the International Monetary Fund is just emailing saying, how are you going to make money if your country is broke? Anyway, I better go on my 14-week paid vacation. I'll chat you later. Bye, boss lady. And he walks out the door. He goes to walk out the door.
I mean, checks out that we were in the minus.
I don't know how, yeah. You never had money
Yeah.
in the country at all. Yeah.
No, yeah, I was like, I also did ask how did we get plus 10 billion. Okay, so now minus 13 billion, and I guess I need to make money with my country
Just
then.
one idea to start making money. I know it's hard to make 13 billion in one go. I failed at it. But yeah,
Yeah.
just to start making a bit more money.
Yeah.
You said your main export was like animal handlers. Like,
Yes.
how did you ever think you made 10 billion off of? You only have 2 million
I
people. That's a ma actually, the numbers on that
yeah.
was never going to work.
Ah, darn it. It's just so clear that I should ask questions. How did I
Yeah,
make 10 billion with
nervous.
only 2 million people? How do small countries make money? I guess maybe
Capitalism.
tourism? Capitalism.
Capitalism.
No, not.
Okay.
Oh, no, not capitalism. Don't. No. Oh, no. I got so caught in this. Yeah. Yeah.
You leant towards tourism first. So do you reckon that big arch is going to bring in money?
Right. I think so. I think that's gonna like because it's really special, and the fact that you know that big arch somewhere in another continent means that people will want to visit this one. It's a world wonder.
Are you concerned that the people coming in, the tourists, will want to come in? You know how there'll be a lot of tourists who'll go to a country that's, let's say I go to Amsterdam and then I
Yeah.
walk around, maybe not Amsterdam because it's a big city, but like if I go somewhere in the Netherlands, that I could be one of those tourists who are like, oh, it's crap, nobody's speaking English. And you're like, you're not in England. You're in a country that has their own language that people speak. You know the way some tourists are like that. They're very like, why is there weird food here? Where is McDonald's? And you're like, that's,
Yeah.
you're in a new country. Go experience it. Would you not be worried about tourists doing that? Where's the meat? Where's the consumer, the capitalism? Why can't I pay for stuff?
Yeah. I think there are enough. I think it would probably attract a particular sort of like not maybe many tourists, but a few very rich tourists.
Yeah, usually the rich in the world aren't capitalists who want to buy everything.
Okay, well, no. I think they could be there and they would really like all of the great food we have because we have specialized in really great food.
You couldn't, yeah, you could like market it very fancy because, as I said, rich
Yeah.
people are a bit, you could say, like, this isn't just any ordinary mushroom. This is mushroom of the gods, sort of thing. You know, really class
Yeah.
it up and,
I
yeah,
think it's sort of
culture
like
it.
instead of a fine dining restaurant, it's like a fine island. It's a fine island.
It's a fine island. There's your tourism hook. It's a
That's
fine
it.
island. Okay, that's brilliant.
Yes.
Okay, we're
Yeah.
making money. Paul is going to be back in 14 weeks after his paid vacation. He'll walk in and the situation's under control. It's great for him. He has no work to do. That's why he delegated to you.
Yes, it's
See?
yoga. It's so lovely.
It's
It's so
important.
lovely. Yes. Yeah.
I do have a final question for you. I'm just wondering, do you plan on ruling until old age until you? Till you die, or are you going to like retire?
Oh yeah, I will retire so that
Yeah.
so that I also get to enjoy living on the island instead of being responsible for everything.
So are you saying you haven't enjoyed this experience one bit until now when you
I feel
retire?
I've had to handle a lot of things and a lot of responsibilities, so I think it's
Yeah.
harder to enjoy when you
It's hard
have
to
all of
enjoy it.
those.
Okay.
So I would probably try to retire
Yeah.
not too old. But try to
Yeah.
find someone who is good at this.
So my last question is, when you retire, you're going to have to announce a successor. And I just want to hear how you would announce your successor to the people, like what way you would do it in. And I want to know, the one little caveat to this is you have to pick someone to be your successor, and it has to be someone in real life. Can't be a made up person, hypothetical person.
Oh, I'm blanking on her name.
That's
Greta
not.
Thunberg.
Oh, okay. I can't really poke a fun. I'll just ask why her, but like, pick any reason,
She
right?
is a deeply good human.
Who's
That's it.
smart?
Yeah,
Like,
yes.
I think she'd be smart enough to know, okay, I need to delegate this part. I shouldn't delegate this part.
Yeah.
You
Yeah,
know, that,
I think
yeah.
she has also like much more experience in dealing with talking to journalists and stuff. So I would be super inspired just to see her do it. Yeah.
Should ask her to get on the podcast. I wonder if she gets
Yes.
on.
Oh my God, yes.
How does that work? But okay. How are you going to announce that to the people? You're not just disappearing one day.
No, I would probably like announce it a little bit how like monarchs announce it to go like, oh, it's in about half a year or in a year from now, she will take over.
Do
So
you
she
have
will
a
like,
balcony? Like, are you standing on a balcony going?
Ooh, I wonder if we could sort of like for the occasion go on the arch or something,
That's the size of the
right?
Statue of Liberty. How high in the air are
Okay.
you going to be?
Yeah, I have a fear of heights, is maybe not the
Not
best
really,
one.
yeah. Or we can get a forklift or something up there. Not forklift,
Yeah.
a cherry picker. We can put you on a cherry picker and put you up.
That would be great. And I would look a little bit like I'm dying because I have a fear of heights, but it would make it even more convincing that I should step down.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you like to parachute down?
No.
Okay, I just thought it'd be fun.
No.
Not on your own. You'll be hooked into someone. Paul,
Yeah.
finance guy. He's an expert parachuter.
Oh, yes, I trust him. Yes, yeah.
Okay, so you'll be hooked into him, and he'll say, "You only have one life. Live it." And then dives without any warning.
It would be a wonderful way to like parachute into my new life, yeah.
I do like the idea of you going, "I'm stepping down, Greta
Yeah.
Thunberg is going to take over," and then you're going, "Ah."
Ah, like stepping down, yeah, right? It's oh,
Literally,
it's a symbol, it's
oh, it
beautiful,
works.
yeah.
Yeah, fair play. You're really going out. Okay, that's
Yeah.
fantastic. I'm glad you live on the island. It's a wonderful country.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I yes. So that's the end of Boss Lady, the boss, Laura. Oh my God, Laura Dunaveer Perry. I think
That's
Dunaveer.
it.
Yeah, close enough. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. I have to ask you. So besides, you have the show every Thursday in Amsterdam. Well, how do people find you offline and online?
I am the only person with my name, so you know, you find me with my name. I'm on the socials,
Yes.
and I have a website, and I run a theater company in Amsterdam that is English speaking, so that makes it pretty easy and fun for
All
people to
right.
come over and see something and do something.
That's brilliant. Yay. One last question actually for you before we go. If this podcast is a show on your island and people are thinking about subscribing or rating it or sharing it or whatever, and they don't, what's the punishment for them?
More raccoons to nibble at them. So they really should rate
Oh,
and review and
thank you.
subscribe because
But I'm when you said more raccoons, that kind of
more than 10.
indicates,
Yeah.
but oh, that indicates that there was raccoons nibbling at them anyway in their everyday life. No?
Oh no, more than the ones that I sent to the
You'll send,
McDonald's
oh,
coup.
the guy,
Yeah.
coup guy. Okay, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah, okay, better do that. Okay,
Right?
bye. Bye, everyone.